You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I had my annual physical checkup yesterday with my doctor. And since I moved, I moved across the country. And now I've got a doctor who's just down the road in my small, rural, out in the country. He's like an old country doctor.
So he's like a slash vet then, probably, too.
You bring in your
he's a horse doctor. And,
right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so he's a good guy. I like him. But this is my second physical to have with him now. And I've noticed something funny. I'm used to when I would go and get my annual physical. It was, I'm not going to say overly involved, but I mean, you
thorough,
got checked
right?
out.
Thorough.
Thank you. That's the perfect word
thorough.
For it. And I'm not saying that this guy is not doing a great job. However, my quote, physical, end quote, with him is essentially me sitting there and just BSing with him.
Okay.
And then when he's done talking to me about stuff, he gets up, he takes the little thing, looks in my ears, looks in my mouth for like 3 seconds, takes his stethoscope, listens to my chest for like
Yeah, you're like, yeah, heart,
8 seconds.
Heart's still in there. Good.
He says, all right, I'll see you next year. And I'm like,
I'll send you the
this
bill.
Is the strangest physical that I've ever had. There's no dropping of drawers. There's no lifting of shirt. There's no examinations of any kind. It's, hey, you look fine to me.
Any aches and pains? Any, you know, shortness of breath? I mean,
Get on with your life.
Anymore, I guess. Yeah, I mean. It is kind of silly, isn't it? Because, yeah, they don't really do the whole drop the pants thing anymore, from
no.
what I understand, so that's good.
Most don't. But still, I just didn't feel like it was a physical examination.
You wanted to request it, actually. You were like, this was so quick, I would be happy to drop my pants at this point. Would you like me to give myself an examination while you're standing here?
Can watch.
I mean...
You know?
Huh.
To justify the expense of going in for, because believe me, it'll show up on my credit card as a physical examination, and it won't be, you know, $2.50. It'll be, you know, substantial. And it was just funny to me. And so I battled with this as I was driving home, because one part of my head was saying, man, I'm glad I didn't have to go through a big rigmarole and all of that. So, and I really did. I was kind of glad for that. But then secondly, I was like, am I really... Is he going to be able to spot anything that's
potentially wrong with me? Did you do blood work? Did they draw blood?
Well, that's okay. So
that's
the thing.
Where it's at.
I have to go now. He doesn't like me to do blood work until after he just talks to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I got to go get the blood work done.
That's where it's at. That's where
they really... That'll be 2 or 3 days.
That's where they dig deep and start looking at your numbers. So
I agree, and I understand that part of it, but there is just, like I said, physicals used to be more involved.
Yeah.
Well, at least laying on of hands somehow. And yeah. I was like, this is a weird new world we live in.
He could have done it via Zoom, essentially. I mean, besides just looking in your mouth and you're like, yep, tongue's still in there. And
yeah
see your ear.
Yeah.
Huh.
He's like, have you been, did you go see the dermatologist? I said, yeah, I saw the dermatologist recommend it. He goes, do you go to the dentist? I go, yeah, I go to the dentist. He's like, all right, see you in a year.
Yeah. What a gig they've got. Those GP doctors? General practitioner.
Yeah,
they got a gig, man.
Mostly a general
they usually just talk to you and then send you to a specialist. I was having this talk last night with Nicole, actually, about ours, and she's like, I don't know if I really care for him. He's like, essentially, she's like, we just go in and talk, and then he hands me a pamphlet about what it might be. He tells me everything that it's not, and then sends me to a specialist. It's like,
yeah, okay. I'm starting to worry. If I go and see my doctor, and their prescription is for me to go to WebMD and search for symptoms,
yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute.
It might be time for a new guy.